Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Kristen Cruz for another Mommy Monday. How are you doing? Listen, summer's in full swing. Got a little James Taylor on. I thought that might work out nicely for us. Got that vibe, right? Today. I don't know if you've heard the new one, but I am still your radio girl, keeping you up on new music and all kinds of other cool trends and traditions. That's kind of what I'm all about. Now we're on Mom Angelus Radio. So we've got Mommy Monday every week on MommyAngelus.com, and that's also where you can find some of the things we're talking about today. All right, have you been to the Westfield Playdates yet? I'm telling you what, I'm a Valley girl. You know I'm born and raised in L.A., so I already loved my malls, but now I love them even more because Westfield has extra special stuff just for us, Mom, so we can do it with our kids, and it's at the mall, too. Are you kidding? Food court, kids entertainment, and shopping? I'm so in. you hear me? So on MomAngelus.com on the right-hand side, you'll see little adorable little advertisements for what's going on there as far as play dates go, and they're doing them all summer long with Mom Angelus, so check that out. And the reason why I bring it up is because today we're talking about Seedling and PS Arts, who got together with Westfield, who's hosting these great events, and Mom Angelus all summer long to make sure that our kids get together and get creative this summer, inspired, and play. And if you think you can't do it, you can. I know, I get it. I got to tell you, my husband, Fireman Matt, you know him from the show in the mornings on Coast, he doesn't really love all the artsy crafty stuff. I got to say, he loves the sports and he takes great, he's an amazing dad. But as far as the arts and crafts go, not really his thing. Well, I don't know if you're like that too, or maybe your husband is, but we've got something that's going to help you out. If you think you can't be that person or you're not that person, check out what Seedling's got at seedling.com. It's a really unique company. It's kind of launching here. People down under have already known about it for a while. And now us parents here get to know about it too. And we're going to talk on the phone today with Senior Marketing Manager Hillary Kay and Sarah Reisert, Director of Relationship Marketing, to give you a quick backstory on the company and then really what they're doing now that's so special and their mission and that environment in their office that's really kind of going to inspire you, I think, as well, not just at home, but in your neighborhood and beyond. Plus, joining us, we're going to have Dr. Kristen Paglia, who's the CEO of PS Arts. I want you to find out about them. There's a little bit more on the MomAngelus.com website because they're making a huge impact in our children's schools. As you know, public school art programs have been cut back since the 70s, and I know that. You know, my mother is a retired LAUSD teacher, so I've seen it happen right in front of my eyes, and now that I have a little one starting school, we're gonna see it play out in our daily lives, and PS Arts makes a really big difference, so we'll talk to her about that as well. So joining me on the phone, we've got Hillary Kay and Sarah Reisert and Dr. Christie. Hi, you guys. How are you?
Good.
Hi, we're great.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Now, Hillary and Sarah are at the new Seedling headquarters here in Los Angeles as the company has traveled up and halfway around the world to launch here in conjunction, as I was telling you, with their founder, first of all, comes from New Zealand, and she, Phoebe Heyman, has already had this wonderful creative company that has activity kits that kids have enjoyed all over the world, and now they've partnered with PSXO, which is how partners Kara Nortman and Soleil Moonfry, another LA mommy that we know and love, have gotten together with this company, and together they are launching something really special. And from what I hear, you guys have a lot of fun, not just in the products you make, but there at the office, even though I know you're working really hard too. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us.
You're welcome. Speaking of having fun in the office, oh, I was just going to say, Sarah's little son actually just got dropped off here just as we were starting, so now you can really... You can hear in the background the work-life balance.
Yeah. No, that's one of the fun things about Seedling now, and I think that I believe that trickle-down comes from the people in charge, and with people like Soleil Moonfry, who really seems like she envelops her family life and her work life together, and, you know, I'm sure you've read the book Happy Chaos, a lot of my listeners, because I've been talking about that for a long time, and you've seen her website, and she's so into family that it seems like family fun really does happen in the office too. Didn't you guys say that you had a bring your own kid to work day happening? BYOK?
Yes, it was yesterday. It was
17 kids.
Really fun. It was called Seedling University, and all the kids were here from early in the morning till, you know, about 6 o'clock, and they had a really full and fun day. It was wonderful.
That's awesome. Well, with a company like Seedling, and if you've seen their products at Seedling.com or you've been in Nordstrom and seen where they're selling now in the U.S., then you can expect nothing but fun. I mean, it's going to be a good time. And luckily, I'm sure there were tons of arts and crafts for the kids to play with since they were at the Seedling headquarters. Now, I've given a little bit of a background about this company because I think it's so inspiring to know that one mom found there was a lack of something that she really wanted for her kids. And so instead of just sitting there and complaining about it, she actually got up and did something about it. For mompreneurs who want to start their own company or maybe have a vision or they feel kind of the same way, I think it's a really cool story to share. So can one of you just give a little brief background on how Seedling kicked off, the inspiration behind it, and what you guys are doing now?
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, Phoebe was living in New Zealand with two young boys and saw that there was a need in the marketplace for activity kits and, you know, basically high quality toys. And she just actually put them together herself and walked them to a local fair. And they just took off from there. So she pretty much started the company out of her garage, which is incredible and so inspiring. And now we're in over 20 countries. So
PSXO was in the U.S. with Soleil, and that was kind of had the same idea of like party, bringing the party to you for special occasions, but also with the idea of making kind of every day a party and having fun. The two companies, it made so much sense for them to come together.
Absolutely. Yeah, PSXO was all about being able to get your Pinterest-worthy party straight to your front door. So if your child wanted a fairy party, you could just go right online and buy the box and it would just show up and it had everything you needed to throw the perfect princess party. So coming together as two companies just made so much sense. PSXO had a, you know, world-class tech team that now is at Seedling, and you know, for the first time as a combined company, we're bringing a lot of marketing and PR efforts to Seedling. Prior to this moment in time, they did very little by way of marketing and PR. So it's a very exciting time.
This is incredible to watch this company grow. Seedling.com, you can check it out right now. In fact, there's a free shipping sale, just FYI, going on online if you want to get anything right now for summer. So it's, you definitely will not have a summer bummer. You can get all the crafts and stuff you need. I mean, I just moved into a new house. I could not tell you where our arts and crafts stuff is. I'm living amongst boxes, so I'm putting in my order because it's going to come to my door.
Oh,
it's going to be already done for me. You know what I mean? And my kids can still have a great time even though we're living in chaos. Or as Soleil would say, happy chaos, right?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So is Dr. Christie on the phone with us?
I am.
Hi, Dr. Christie. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, we haven't, we know about PS Arts, but what I want you to know about Dr. Christie is she has an incredible background understanding how arts can have such an influence on changing people's lives. I mean, not just influencing the creativity, kind of giving our kids an outlet for finding what they're interested in, but she actually, like, worked in prisons. Like, seriously, like, she doesn't just understand the family dynamic of it, but has seen it actually really affect people's lives. And PS Arts is now bringing change to our kids in our classrooms where, let's just face it, the budgets aren't really there for the arts programs anymore. Christie, can you tell us, or people who don't know about what PS Arts does, the impact, I think, is so incredible. Would you mind, like, just giving us a little insight in what they do and why PS Arts is so darn important?
Yeah, I'm happy to. So our mission statement is to improve the lives of children by providing arts education to underserved public schools and communities. And that's, you know, it's kind of a mouthful, but the way that we come to think about it is that the arts are a way that we can, you know, in addition to giving individual children the opportunity to express themselves, you know, as you were saying, and to grow and to have joy in their lives. It's also a really important way to engage both kids in school, so they go to school and love school and stay in school and graduate from school, and also a way to bring parents and families to school, that these are opportunities to that everyone enjoys doing arts and activities and creative things together with their children in a way to communicate across generations and really make the family and school community stronger. So these are things that both are associated with kids not only staying in school but doing well and graduating and going out into the world and having a great deal more success. So these are all things, as you said, I worked on the other side of it and with incarcerated adults, and really felt strongly during that time that had we had the opportunity to intervene a little bit earlier with arts and creativity and community building, we would have had a lot more, that could have been prevented.
Something that you said that resonated with me that I've heard you, we've spoken before, and she, Dr. Christie, had said that, kids may miss days of school, but I've never seen a kid miss a day of school when they knew they were going to have their arts class, their fun class, their,
right,
fun expression class. And I think that is so important. My mother, working in LAUSD, was a special ed teacher in San Fernando Valley, and she started out in Compton. And I know the impact that inspiration can have on the kids and letting them find themselves. And it is so important to make sure that it happens early on. And now today, we've got PS Arts and Seedling coming together. Christy, how did you guys find each other, and what are you guys doing together?
Well, we've already done a number of things together. We found each other through a board member and named Amanda Schoen, who put us together and introduced us. And we went to an amazing event at Seedling, their launch event. And I looked around, and it was this fun circus-inspired party with their products there, and I thought, we have to have this. Our kids have to have access to this. And so since then, we've done a play date in the Westfield Mall with a fantastic mask-making activity, and we're continuing to talk about different ways that we can give kids and families access to this fantastic resource.
It makes great sense. And something that is happening over at Seedling that really you guys have brought that hasn't really been done before, like not as much of the PR and marketing stuff that you guys are bringing now, is that you can find them online so easily if you just put in hashtag 30 days of play. That's happening right now. So, Hillary had touched upon that there's more social media access to it, and I think that it's wonderful. I'm a big fan of the Facebook page for Seedling, too. It's so colorful, and you actually get to see, which is really fun, moms and dads and kids sharing their crafts and their projects that they just completed with their kids and what they look like and how fun and exciting it is. So it's really, the company, I feel, is really reaching out to us and making it so accessible. What do you guys have planned over there coming next from Seedling, or what's going on? Give us the scoop.
Well, it's always busy and exciting times here. So as you mentioned, 30 Days of Play is continuing for the entire month of July, so there's still a good half of the month left for everyone to jump in and participate. We're partnering with great companies throughout the sweepstakes on Instagram, and really it's more about inspiring a movement around play and the importance of getting out and doing something fun and inspiring every day, whether you're a kid or a kid at heart. So that will be going on Instagram. We'll be continuing play dates throughout the city, so be on the lookout for information about that. And, we're just continuing to grow our content on our blog on seedling.com and other initiatives like that.
You guys, we really want to thank you all for being here. Hillary and Sarah, I know you're juggling two boys and work and working mom, and I really appreciate your time. And Dr. Christie, for everything. By the way, speaking of budget cuts, like, Dr. Christie's the person she is PS Arts. So
thank you so much
for all of your hard work. No, you're incredible. And the work that you guys are doing together, it's amazing. I can't wait to see you at another play date at Westfield. I'd love to come down and visit the Seedling offices. It sounds like such a good time there. And thanks to Soleil for everything she does for families, to Kara, and, of course, to Phoebe for starting Seedling. I think it's just an amazing thing. Ladies, thanks for all coming together today. I think that you're making an incredible impact on our kids' lives, and I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Have a great week, okay?
You too.
And a great
too.
Summer. Yay.
And a great
we're going to have fun this summer. Yes, we're going to have a good summer, yay. You guys. So come back for more. See all the links on MomAngelus.com for Seedling and PS Arts Play. Create, inspire with your kids this summer. Hashtag 30 Days of Play. And we'll see you next Mommy Monday.
All right. Thanks.